Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, did anyone celebrate National Taco Day yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, we all did. Okay, we good. Okay, Froggy, where did you go for your tacos?
I went to Tijuana Flats, and they had a big special where if you dressed up like a taco, you got a free taco. People were walking in wrapped in like yellow sheets. They had some guy had lettuce and cheese on his head.
Oh, see, that's fun.
That's awesome.
That's very fun. Yeah, where I went, they didn't have that much fun, but I enjoy my tacos. What about you, Gandhi?
I went to a place called Arepazo and got some bistec tacos, and it was delicious.
Ooh, bistec. That sounds great. Yes. Mm-hmm. What about you, Danielle?
Bubba Coo's Burritos, but I had the tacos at Bubba Coo's Burritos.
Bubba Coo.
Yeah.
Never had it. I want to go try all these places.
Oh, so good.
So, anyone else? Tacos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scary.
After y'all left for the day yesterday, our friends at Hobra came up with a huge spread of tacos. And I had some.
Why did we stick around for that?
I don't know. It was after the show.
Yeah. Nate, did you have any tacos?
No, my GERD was still acting up.
God. Oh, come on, Grandpa.
I couldn't. I ate cereal yesterday. That's all I had.
Nate, you just totally crapped on our taco plate.
I wanted tacos.
How was National Taco Day? Well, my kidney belt was a little tight.
Then I had Charlie Brown. I got a rock.
My GERD was acting up.
I didn't want it to act up. It just acted up.
My hemorrhoids. I couldn't sit down for tacos. Anyway, I went to a new place right around the corner from our studios called Chela. C-H-E-L-A. Mm. They just opened up the corner of Franklin and West Broadway.
Yeah.
It was great. Unbelievable. But anyway, yeah, and I shouted them out online. They shouted back, so I felt like a superstar. Yeah, so National Taco Day. Done. I'm ready for next year. Why do we wait? Every day should be National Taco Day.
Of course it should.
Today is National One-Hit Wonder Day. So you know what a one-hit wonder is, right? It's an artist or band, whatever, who had one song and it was big, and then they just evaporated. They went away. What's that term? They evaporated into the ether or whatever, something like that?
Something like that.
Anyway, so today being One Hit Wonder Day, let's test your one hit wonder knowledge. O'Malley Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. So you listen to music on the radio. So you think you're pretty well versed when it comes to artists and songs, right?
I think I got it. Okay. I think hopefully I got it.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can put you to the test here. These are worth $10 a piece, and Gandhi was up all night coming all up with night. This list. The one-hit wonder list. Okay, some of these things you're going to hear and go, oh, my God, remember them? Who was that? Well, it's your job to tell us who it was.
Mm. What about the song? Does that count?
The name of the song?
No.
Oh, Gandhi's making rules. Okay, well.
The name of the song is so easy because they were all such popular songs. It's the actual artist that makes it difficult.
Ooh, are you rethinking this now, Molly?
Oh, God, I am, but let's do it. Let's yeah.
bring it up. Because I don't think I would get half of these. All right, here is a one-hit wonder song number one.
Because I got high.
Yeah, because I got high. Who sang that?
Afro Man.
So you got it. Yeah, oh, nice. I would not have remembered Afro Man. Are you keeping done? Score here? Okay, that's $10 up. Afro Man. Never heard from Afro Man again, did you? Anyone else?
No. Well, he did some bad stuff not too long ago.
Oh, really? What did he do?
He got angry at a woman who crashed the stage, and he punched her, knocked her out on stage in front of everybody performing his one hit.
What was he doing?
Gosh.
What was Afro Man doing on a stage?
Performing his one song.
Here we go. Here is, oh my gosh, one hit wonder number two. And actually, we were friends with her.
Yes, we are.
Wine Up. Who was that?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Christina Milian.
No.
I don't know.
No. That was Kat DeLuna.
Oh, God. I couldn't even tell you who that is.
Wait, didn't she have another song?
Bum Bum or something?
I know. Exactly. Okay. All right. I love Kat DeLuna. Anyway, so, okay. So we're down to zero now. Okay. Here is One Hit Wonder song number three. What a weird song. Who was that?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but he wore really great pants.
Yes, he was a well-panted one-hit wonder. That was...
I don't know it.
That was a song by The Darkness.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe in a thing called love. All right, now you're...
Great pants.
Molly, great pants, but you owe us $10.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here is... Oh, my God, remember this song? One-hit wonder song number four. All right. Who sang that?
Lumidee?
Lumidee. Oh, I'm sure Lumidee will be later. that was Move Your Body by Nina Sky. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. It's okay. Okay, here we go. How about this one hit wonder? Who's this? All right, who's saying that?
I think it's. No, it's not that.
Well, just give us a guess.
I don't Where, know. I just know it's in a lot of 90s movies.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Love Fool was by Cardigan.
Aww.
You love me. Say that you love me.
Cardigan. There's an S on that. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anyway. All right. How about this one? You go. Who was that?
Mary J. Blige?
No.
She definitely had
more than one hit.
Yeah.
That was Blue Cantrell in Hit 'Em Up Style. All right. I'm not even keeping score anymore.
He's down 40. Do you want to call the mercy roll at 50?
No, not at all. Here we go.
Because I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
Yeah, this has been big lately.
Just a teenage
dirtbag. Who did it?
That's Wheatus.
Yes, it is.
Yay!
Hi-oh. Okay, how about this big one-hit wonder? No one's ever going to get that.
She guessed it earlier.
What? Oh, you did?
Oh.
Your phone is so crappy. Now say it again.
Lumidi.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to do a reach around, but you did. All right, here we go. How about this song? What a great song. Stacy's mom. All right, who's saying Stacy's mom?
That is Fountains of Wayne.
Yes, it is.
Wow, yes. Very good.
Fountains of Wayne, which is an actual store in Wayne, New Jersey. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Drive down 46, right?
Anyone? Yes, absolutely.
Give me a ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wow.
Look it up. All right, how about this song? This was a massive hit, a one-hit wonder for this guy.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true.
All right, who's saying that song, You're Beautiful?
The song has my nightmares, but it's James Blunt.
That's right, James Blunt.
He's at zero.
Yeah, you're back to zero. And by the way, some of these artists did have other releases, but they weren't big hits. So that's why, and James Blunt was one of those. All right, One Hit Wonders. Let's go.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot.
All right. Who did This Is Why I'm Hot?
That is.
Google it.
Oh my God, that was a class song. It's.
You remember it though, right?
Mims.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
Mims.
Did I get it or did I lose it?
Now, how you want it? Now, how did you remember that song?
That was my class song.
This Is Why I'm Hot was your class song?
It was my class song for Beecher High School.
Now, what about this one? This was a great song. Why did this person never have more hits?
That made me crazy.
Yeah, who was that?
CeeLo Green?
Ooh, no. Ooh. That would be Gnarls Barkley. That was a great song. All right, what is she up to now?
Well, he's at zero.
You're
so.
At zero. You want to stop now?
Quit while you're even.
Or we could just, you know, place. I'm gonna save the rest of these because this is great. But you know what song stood out in that song? Stacy's Mom really stands out for me for some reason.
It's a good one.
And also, This Is Why I'm Hot. I don't know. We can play them both at the same time. All right, you're at zero. We can't just send her nothing. What do you have?
We got some. I've got an Elvis Duran umbrella. It's dead stock vintage. I found it in my office. Would you like that? A nice umbrella?
I'll take it.
You're in Bayshore, Long Island. You have a lot of rain today. Molly, you need the Elvis Duran umbrella. I didn't even know we had those.
We don't.
We gave away our last one. It's a one-hit wonder. Good going, Molly. Thanks for playing. I think you did pretty well. I mean, you know, considering. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys every morning, and you guys are awesome. You have a great rest of your day.
Well, thank you. And remember, it's every time you open your umbrella. There you go. With our logo on it. When did we have umbrellas?
Roughly 12 years ago.
God,
I don't even remember that.
I don't either. Anyone else remember?
She's going to open that thing up. It's going to turn to dust.
I think you might be right.
Anyway, let's roll into the three things we need to know. We do have a $1,000 free money phone tap on the way. Lots to do. It's a busy day. What's going on, Gandhi?
A former employee at Northeastern University is being charged with staging the bomb hoax that we've all been talking about that happened at the school in Boston. He's charged with intentionally conveying false and misleading information about an explosive device last month and making false statements to federal officers. The man was arrested yesterday. He now lives in San Antonio, Texas. He is denying the charges and will appear in Boston's federal court at a later date. The FAA is announcing a new rule that will increase the amount of rest time for flight attendants between shifts. It would raise the required time for airlines to give them from 9 straight hours to 10 straight hours. The FAA's acting administrator says it's just about time to add the rule, helping ease fatigue among flight attendants. And they're saying that it will probably cause some more travel delays if airlines are not able to meet new staffing demands. And finally, today is Judaism's holiest holiday of the year. It ends this evening. Yom Kippur started yesterday evening. It's known as the Day of Atonement, with its central themes being atonement and repentance. It's typically marked by a day-long fast and intensive prayer. For many, that means spending most of the day attending synagogue services, but not Sam and Scotty because of their commitment to the show, they said.
Oh, there you
go. Those are your three things.
No reason to atone. Yeah. By the way, a lot of people complaining, but I'm sorry. We must say no. The song Crazy, Gnarls Barkley. She said CeeLo Green.
Right.
Gnarls Barkley was a duo. There were two people in there. That's the same as if someone said Destiny's Child versus Beyonce.
Correct.
Yeah. They're two different artists. Even though Gnarls Barkley included CeeLo Green.
Right.
CeeLo Green was not the correct answer.
You're correct, Duran.
Okay, thank you. So there's that. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. What do you want to do? Call her and give her $10?
Yeah.
She got an Elvis Duran umbrella.
Yes. Priceless. Not made anymore.
Exactly. It's worth more than $10. Anyway, so no, it's not the same. Gnarls Barkley included CeeLo Green, but CeeLo Green was not Gnarls Barkley.
Correct. Right.
Thank you. Have a nice day. We're just making enemies left and right. Your $1,000 free money phone tap for you coming up.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Someone started posing as me, took a couple of my pictures. He posted it as his picture on J-Date. How ugly must he be if he's using your picture?
Brooklyn Boys Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.